Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Hello, welcome back to another solo episode coming to you from a place that rains consistently. I don't know if you're on the Gold Coast or not, all of the East Coast of Australia, I think it is constantly raining right now. So I'm starting to feel like I need a pond with a lily pad to sit on. But it is giving me a chance to really dive into building out my program. So just for housekeeping before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already seen, I have released a online course this week, which I'm so excited about. And it is called Brand Yourself. And it is a personal branding program that I guess teaches you everything you need to know about building a brand on social media. You know, everything that I've taught myself, invested in courses, programs, coaches, all of the things over the last, I want to say minimum 12 years, I have now put into a course in bite-sized chunks so that you can learn every week modules on how to really build yourself online and really fast track that. Because I think one of the things that happens when you invest in yourself or invest in your business and work with a mentor or, you know, sign up to that program, you actually fast track your success. As long as you do the work and you implement and you learn, you can get there so much quicker. So you might say, oh, but I'm not sure if I have that $500 right now. I might just wait. So then you wait another 6 months and then you haven't really gotten that far. But if you'd invested that $500, borrowed it off someone, or, you know, did what you needed to do to get that, you probably would have earned that back and 10 times, 20 times more, a lot sooner than you would have if you'd waited. So I think sometimes the initial investment can be scary and sort of put us in a position where we're like, oh, I just don't know if I can right now. But what it does is actually helps us fast track and elevate our growth. And gosh, I mean, I've been investing in coaches and programs for many years now, but if I'd done it even earlier, goodness knows where I'd be. So really excited. If you want any more information, I will leave it in the show notes. And if you aren't listening to this in real time, then please add yourself to the wait list because this will be released many times a year. Now, if you are listening in live time, we are in the middle of pre-sale and it is crazy price right now. You are actually getting $1,000 off. So please check that out. And let's get into today's episode. Any questions, please DM me. And also I can have a quick 15-minute chat with you if you're wanting to know if the program is right for you. So today's episode is a solo one and I want to call it a little love note. It was just something that came to me while I was sitting here thinking, what can I bring you guys? I thought, do I educate you on branding? Do I educate you on showing up online and content marketing and how to make 100 grand in your coaching business and all of the things? But everybody's doing that right now. So what felt more aligned for me was just to share a few words, some quality questions you can actually journal and ask yourself. So if you are out in the car or running or at some point where you can't actually write down the questions, please come back to this because I know you're going to love doing this work for yourself. So knowing who you are is absolutely key to everything in life, knowing who your true self is, whether it's business, relationships, self-love, health. We really want to get to know that beautiful inner self. And we want to know what are the limiting beliefs and stories that are keeping us stuck. What's going on inside? Because when we know what's happening, we are able to work through them and release them. And I'm reading this book at the moment called The Energy Codes. And she talks about the subconscious having this trapdoor. And what happens is we have these emotions or experiences, I should say, that happen and they create emotion in the body. And what we do is we slam them in this trapdoor. However, we don't ever actually release them, and the subconscious still thinks that it's going on. And this is where emotions get stuck and energy gets stuck, and then we cause all sorts of illnesses and other problems. So we really want to be releasing and doing the energetic work as well, because you might be like, I'm fine, it doesn't affect me anymore on the surface level. However, on the deeper inner layer and subconscious level, it probably more than likely is still going on there. And so I want to remind you, though, there is no certain standard that you need to have or be to be successful in business or in life, because there's always going to be people out there that are looking for someone like you. People are looking for people like you. I want to remind you of this because, and I know this because I also do it at times on my level. You know, it's so easy to compare yourself to someone else online. It's so easy to look at what so-and-so is making over there and what so-and-so is doing and how many clients they signed up and how many people got in their program in their first launch, right? That's what I'm going through right now. But there is always going to be enough people. There's always going to be people that are looking for you energetically. And so the only way that those people will find you and know that you're right for them is when you are yourself. People are craving your uniqueness. They're craving realness more than ever before. People want authentic connection. People want real people to be around. They want what you have to offer. They will be drawn to you because of the vibration that you are putting out there, not what everyone else is doing, because people are attracted to certain things. People are naturally attracted to this person or that person, and you will attract who it is that you need to attract into your business. But the only way you can do this is by being more of you. Be more of yourself. Your unique voice has $1 million brilliance to it. Your message, your purpose, it has the power to elevate the universe. I promise you that. And what you desire to say and how you desire to say it and how you desire to help people has its own magic within it. And there's so much value inside your heart and soul. I know that. I can see that. You first have just got to make the decision and the choice, decide right now to get the fuck out of your own way. Always work on your mindset. This is why I'm so passionate about mindset work and NLP and making sure my clients tune into their bodies and do all the things that keep you leading from your soul. You've got to let go of what you think your business should look like or what it's meant to look like or what your life's meant to look like. Everything that you're creating has to come from within you, within your heart or soul. Everything needs to come from where you are most in alignment, or it doesn't work. Don't do things just because so-and-so is doing them over there. Don't do things because you saw it all over the internet or someone else told you, or it's the next best thing, or it's the latest trend. Just because someone tells you to do it, don't do it. If you don't feel aligned with what I share, don't do it. I want you to check in with yourself constantly. I want you to do what's in alignment to your true self and do it consistently. That's how you build momentum. So check in with your heart, check in with your soul daily. You know, if you've only got 5 or 10 minutes in the morning to do your morning routine, just check in with yourself, slow down your breathing, close your eyes, check in with your heart, ask what needs to be created today. What message do you have to share with the world? And don't go off someone else's energy or ideas or strategies or your own need for validation. This is a dangerous, dangerous road. You want to always be practicing consuming less content from others and creating more of your own and from your heart. Your heart and soul is dying to express itself through you and your work, your purpose. So, like I said before, I want to share with you some questions you can ask yourself. So come back to this point if you want to. This week, spend some time doing this. Ask yourself some quality questions. How can I be more like me? How can I be more like myself? How can I be the truest and deepest version of myself? How can I show up as that inspirational leader or that friend that someone needs from a heart-centered space? How can I stop casting judgment on myself and the content that I'm putting out there or the content that I'm creating? How can I appreciate myself, find a little more gratitude in myself, a little more? How can I showcase my absolute brilliance in a way that is unique to me? and don't go and look at people's content to do this. How can I showcase my brilliance in a way that's unique to me? And then write down 10 things or 10 reasons why you are amazing as you are. And if you find this hard, and I know when people do journaling and they think, oh, I just can't write anything, I tried, I want you to just sit there and I want you to write whatever the heck comes out of your head onto paper and keep doing it, keep doing it, and keep doing it. And eventually you'll get to the point of what you are asking. And I know this one thing for sure. And if you think about it for a moment, I'm sure that you can agree that the majority of the people that you follow online or the, you know, you do for the same reason, you want to know them. You want to get to know the depths of them. You want to learn to trust them and like them and learn all the things, right? This is why we follow them. We're curious about them. And then we do build that like, know, trust factor. And then we start to really enjoy their content. So how can others do that with you? That's the question. If you're not showing up confidently in who you truly are at your core, like as you are is good enough, then how can they connect with you? How can you build a business from that space? How can you build that like, know, trust factor, which is one of the key ingredients to attraction marketing, so you don't have to spend money on advertising if you're not actually being your true self, if you're not confidently showing up in your own vibration? One thing I'm going to leave you with is this: there is no right or wrong way to do business. You've just got to be yourself. You've got to speak your truth. You've got to remember that people want to know you outside of your promotional posts, outside of your services or your offers or products or whatever it might be. People want to get to know the real you. They want to see your quirkiness. You might think, oh, but I'm weird behind the scenes. That's what people will fall in love with you for. Think about the reason that your friends like you. And hey, this could be a little experiment for you if you aren't sure on what your uniqueness is. Ask 5 of your closest friends, 3 of your closest friends or your family, what makes you uniquely, amazingly you? That's what you want to ask. And then like amplify that, turn that shit up. And we're going to be talking about this in the Brand Yourself program, creating that persona online. And it's not about creating someone you're not. It's about amplifying the parts of you that are you, but bringing them out a little bit more in more power. So when you're just getting started out online, because a lot of you are, you want to stand out as that leader. You want to stand out as the expert. But I want you to own who the fuck you are, because business gets to be easy when you are yourself. Thank you for tuning in today. And if you're new around here, welcome. I'm so grateful to have you. Please share this online. I love it when you guys share it in your stories, so I know who's tuning in and listening. Sometimes you're like, who's listening to me? And don't forget to sign up to Brand Yourself, the online program that you need to get started in your biz. If you have any questions, DM me on Instagram at I am Rebecca Neal. And until next week, make sure you dive into the questions from today's episode, and I will be back in your ears again soon.